The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Gittin has been sponsored by our good friend and loyal Talmid of the Daf Yomi, Mr. Haimi Dana, and his dear wife, Hashem Yishmerem V'Chayem. He has dedicated this Masechet according to the following principle. Our rabbis tell us that when you learn something, it can avert that item from happening. So we'd like to learn the Masechet Gittin, so it will remain in the theory of learning and never come to fruition in actuality. And therefore it should be blessed, him and his dear wife, and all of Klal Yisrael, with Shalom Bayit, and Hatzlachan Harvacha, Bechol Ma'aseh Yedehem. Amen. Amen. Today's daf is being studied at Lunishmat Mor Zekini, Yosef Ben Sarah, Bemarat Zekinati, Yafa Batzara, Rabbi Abraham Ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Tenehem Ben Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied at Fuash Shilema, Sarah Bat Rachel, Vesara Ruhama Bat Rachel, Ena Refarah Lehem, Fata Nefesh, Fata Guf, Ufuatam Kirubala Bavichin, Yosovar Amar. Amen. We begin today's daf. Allah Min Het Amud Bet, starting two lines on the bottom. Tashema. We are going back to a subject that we learned on the previous daf, an opinion of Rabbah, that said in the name of Rav, that if a person is Magdish in Eved, that already causes the Eved to go out free. The Gemara now is going to ask a question on this. Tashema, Ham Magdish Avdo. A person is Magdish, is Eved, he says, my Eved is Kadosh, Oseh Ve'ochel, he can now continue to work, but he can eat his own money. He does not have to give the money to the master. Shelo ekdish ela damav. What does the ekdish manifest? The ekdish only manifests that what? That it's only for the damim, which means he doesn't go free. What it means is that his money becomes his. Now she says, velo amar ela reu ekdish ledamav v'avi kekarka ubehema teme'ah. Which means it's just like a person that says magdish karka, where the value of the item becomes Kodesh, and therefore, in this case over here, the law is like this. Even though the Adon said Stam, Hareu Kadosh, his Kavanah was not obviously for the human being, because you can't put a human being on the Mizbeach. Okay, he's not Ra'ui. Ela, what he was Magdishim, that he's going to sell him, and the money that he's going to get, he's going to give to the Bet HaMikdash. Just like a person is Magdish Karka. What's the pshat? They'll sell the Karka and take the money and give it to the Bet HaMikdash. Or for that matter, a Bema Teme'ah. And therefore, since he was Magdishim for his value, his work is not Kadosh, which means whatever he works does not become Kadosh. Don't think that now every money that he makes becomes Kadosh, because that wasn't the guy's intention to Magdish the work of the Eved. He was Magdish the value of the Eved to give it to the Bet. But what do you see over here? He doesn't go out free. Because the statement over here just saying that what? That you sell him and you'll take the money and give it to Ekdesh, whatever it is. But the point is, he's still an Eved. What do you mean? According to Rav, he goes out free. So we have a question. Kebara says, Hamani Rabbi Meiri, De Amar En Adam Motzi De Barav De Batala. We have a famous Shitav Rabbi throughout Rabbi Meir throughout Shas. Rabbi Meir's opinion is as follows: En Adam Motzi De Barav De Batala. A person does not waste his words. What was this said in the context? In the context of a person, let's say, has a little baby, less than 30 days old, and he comes along and says, "Erech bini alai, the value of my son is on me." Now the Torah gives a value to every person based on his gender, based on his age. There's a set fixed price. When a person says "Erech," the value, you have to give the money according to as prescribed by the Torah. However, the Torah does not give a value to a child under 30 days. So what did the guy mean when he said, Erech bini alai? Now, Rabbi Meir says, he doesn't waste words, so therefore he must have meant something. Instead of saying he didn't mean anything, he must have meant that he wants to give the value of the child. Not the Torah value, not the Erech, the intrinsic value of the child. How much can you sell it for? Why? Because Rabbi Meir l'shitato, en adam mutzi devarav lebatala. Similarly, over here, a guy comes along and says, Hekdesh, right? He's Magdish's Eved. Now, what could it mean? Is it Magdish's, Magdish, to make him a Korban? Obviously not. Well, what other usage would it be? The only other usage you could say that he used the word Ekdesh was what? To make the word valued is for Demeh, that he must have done it for his money, which means according to Rabbi, according to Rav, I'm sorry, when a person says Ekdesh, Magdish is Evid, he means, since he didn't say the word Demeh, means to go out free. But the Bibi says, no, you gotta Doresh the word Ekdesh. A guy's not gonna use the word Ekdesh, Stam. In Adam Batala. So the only thing that he could mean Ekdesh is what? That his value will be Ekdesh, which is the money that we get from selling him will be Ekdesh. So Rav says, don't ask me a question from that Shita. That Shita is following the Bimi'ir. Look at the top Rashi. Hamari, Rabbi Meiri, the Amar, and Adam Motzi Devarav Lehekdesh Lebatala. The Tanya, Rashi gives us the case in Erchin that I told you. Hamarich Pachot Meben Chodesh. A person makes Erchin on a child that's less than a month. Rabbi Meir Omen Noten Damav. You give the money. The Adam Yodei Hashem Erchin Pachot Meben Chodesh. A guy knows that there's no Erchin less than a month. Vegamar Vamar Neshem Damim. He must have meant in his brain when he said the word Erich, the value. He knows that you can't use an Eved for a Korban or as a brick in the Beit HaMikdash. But he used the word Ekdesh. Must be that he was Gomer Da'at, that it's for the money. Meaning the value of the Eved is on me that I have to pay. Good. So the Gemara says this statement is following the Bimir. The Gemara says it makes sense to learn like that. Why? Diktari sefa. It says in the sefa of that statement. Vechen hu shekdish atzmo. That's talking about stama guy, which means a regular ben horin, a regular free man, was magdish himself. Right? He said hare ani hekdesh. So what does it say? Ose veochel shelo behekdesh shelo hekdish el adamav. Which means ose veochel. He can work. And the product that he makes from his work, he can eat. He didn't magdish his work. Ela, what he was magdish, damav. That means what? His value, however much he's worth. He could sell himself, whatever it is. And he has to, or not even sell himself, just give his value to the Beit HaMikdash. Now, iyamat pishtamana bimi'iri. If you want to say that this statement is going like the bimi'ir, shapir. So it's good. Why? And as she says, v'ta'amar lav mishum magdish tam, she yagdish lemacher, which means a guy when he says I am Hekdesh, again, what's the logic of the Meir? He can't be Hekdesh. Again, a regular guy, even if he's not a slave, a regular Ben Honi, could it be a brick in the Ben Hamikdash? No. Could it be a Korban? No. So when he says Hekdesh, what he must mean? Must be Demeh. Ve'yesh ten alav ma'ot haynu dehayav latit damim da'adam yodeh she'en gufo kadosh amal Hashem damim. According to the Meir, we understand the Sefa that what? The person himself was a Ben Honi, well, he meant for damim. But if you want to say what? That this is going according to Shita of the Rabbanan. And what did the Rabbanan hold? That what? That Magdish Tam means, like Rav said, Magdish Tam means Lidamim, and that's why in the Eved case over there we're going to say, when you Magdish, so look at Rashi. Elaiya Amat Rabbanan. V'ta'ama mishum de Magdish Tam davar she'en lo'i legufo Ekdesh l'abav de Machim, which means, according to Rabbanan, they're arguing to be Meir. They say, a guy says words the batala, but he said the word Ekdesh over here. The word Ekdesh over here, he knows it cannot be a korban, it cannot be a brick. Ela must be, even though he didn't say the word damim, he meant that he wants to give his value. If you're going to learn like that, that's the pshat by the eved, the resha. The resha said when a guy makes his eved kadosh, you're saying it's the damim because that's what it means. Bishtama avdo lidmekai. I understand in eved he stands. Fez damim, which means you could sell him, which means elaiu lidmekae. But a regular ben horim, does he stand to be sold for his money? What does this mean? Look at Rashi. Bishtama be'eved ikal lememar stamel lidamim kae v'achi kamaneru kadosh limacher. Because what are you doing in eved? Eved you sell, which is the money I get from selling him. So then I'll use it. I'll give it to Ekdesh. Avad be'atzmo mi'ikal ma shiye kadosh limacher. Which is when does a regular human being sell himself? Which means since he was not doesn't say his words the batala. When the guy says I'm making myself Ekdesh the ben chorin, What does it mean, Hekdesh? Must be means it's another way of saying that he wants to give his value to the Beit HaMikdash. Gamar b'lubav amar demeh atzmi alai. Vayru damar areni Hekdesh. Shamin otok evid. You evaluate him how much he would be worth to be sold as an evid. Velo shiyi machir. Not that you're selling them. You evaluate how much he's worth. V'gavar evid nami. En reshut ha-gizbarim alav. Ela ma'ot yishtem alav be'alim. Which means, let's just review what happened in the Sheklav Etariah over here in this Gemara. Gemara is basically saying over here, we had a question against Rav. Rav said, what? When a guy's Magnesius Eved, Eved goes free. We had a case of a guy that's Magnesius Eved, and we said, what? That he has to give Damim. So you see, Magnesius Eved is the Sinyan of Damim. He goes, no, don't ask me, that's going to go to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds, and Adam would see the Varev the Vatala. When he says the word Hekdesh, the only way he can learn Hekdesh to have a meaning means he meant for the Damim. Oh, the Gemara is Hakanam and Mr. Brah. It makes sense to say it's like that. Why? Because according to the Bimi, let's just speak out clearly. However, according to the rabbis that argue on the Bimi Ir, they'll say no, that when a person says the word Hekdesh, Hekdesh means for Damim. That's what it means. But the Bimi Ir is, no, the word Hekdesh doesn't mean for Damim. But otherwise, you're not going to have a usage for the word. So therefore, we'll say that it's talking about for Damim. It makes sense to say it's like that. You know what? The Sefas says, when a regular Ben Honin is Makdish himself, Magdish, so what does it say? That he has to give the Damim to the Beit HaMikdash. So according to the Bimim, it makes sense. Why? Because again, the guy said the word Hikdesh. Since he said the word Hikdesh, so therefore, in Adam Omer, the Venim, the Batala, he gives the money to Hikdesh. Mashiach, according to the rabbis, they come along and say that what? That when you say the word Hikdesh, it means that as if you're going to sell yourself. By an Eved, I could say you're going to sell him and give the money. Mashiach, in a regular Ben Horim, you don't sell a Ben Horim. Well, Ben Horim is not Omed for selling. Ella, you have to say what? That the reason in the Sefa is because in Adam would see the Varav the Batala, and that's the reason in the Resha as well. Let's speak that out again one more time just so we have clarity. The Makshan, the one that was asking the question, he held that what? That the Bright is going according to the Hakamim. That say what? That when it says Adam is Makdish is Eved, he meant, you go according to what he meant, Makdish. What is Makdish? Makdish means, in this case, he can't Makdish him, obviously. Ela means what? The Eved is Kadosh to sell, and you'll take the money and use it as a for Ekdesh. That's what we thought over here. Oh. But you see why he doesn't go out to free. He doesn't go out free. So that's a question on that. Tarzan came along and says, really? According to Achamim, I'll say what? He goes out free. That according to the guy, when he says the word Magdish, really he means going free. Oh, so why does it say over the Damim? Because it's called Rabbi Meir. Good. Comes the Gemara and says further. Let us say that this is indeed a machlok ketanim. Now we go on to a new point. Let us say when a person's Makdish is Eved, does the Eved become Hikdesh or not? Well, according to Rav, no. Rav says he goes out free. But let us say that this is indeed a machlok. Why? Lema ketanim, Makdish avdo en mo'alim bo. Rabban Shem Omi Gamriel Omer, mo'alim bisaro. Oh, so we have a machlok. One rabbi says what? That if you make an Eved, you say Hikdesh, there's no mi'ilah. Me'ilah normally means if you use something that's Hikdesh, so that's considered the Isur of Me'ilah. So the Tanakama comes along and says, Magdish Avdo, I'm sorry, the Tanakama says, yeah, in Mu'alimbo, there's no Me'ilah, which is Mashbah, that you can't make an Eved Hikdesh. But Nashbah comes along and says, no, that there is Me'ilah, and you know where there's Me'ilah? On his hair. That if he uses hair, you're Mu'il. Oh, Me'ilah back in the Pelge. It must be the Ma'luk is like this. Mor Sabar Kadosh. Umor Sabar Lo Kadosh. Right, the opinion that says there's no me'ilah holds that the Eved is not kadosh. The first opinion that says there is me'ilah holds that it's kadosh. V'tizbira ha mu'alim bo ve'em mu'alim bo ha kadosh ve'eno kadosh me'ilah. Which means, why did you tell me is there me'ilah or not me'ilah? You should have told me, is it kadosh or not? Which is, if the whole ma'lokan was, is the Eved kadosh or not, the Bilaita just should have said, one rabbi says he's kadosh, one rabbi says he's not. From the fact that it says mu'alim bo ve'en mu'alim bo, the Gemara says ela dekula alma kadosh. Everybody holds the Eved himself is kadosh. Meaning, what does it mean kadosh? That you have to sell him as kedushah. You have to sell him and take the money and give the money to Bedik Abayit. That's what it means. So what's the machloket over between Tanakhman and Nashbag? The more savar avda kimikarka edame, or more savar kimetalte edame. How do you look at an Eved? The first Tana holds like Eved is considered like Karka. And therefore it's considered like Karka, there's no Mi'ilah by Karka, even though it's Kadosh. The second shita says no. An eved is looked like a movable item, and just like this me'ilah by movables, an eved is considered a movable item, and therefore there is me'ilah. Which means, so why are you only arguing on the hair? The argument should have been on the whole body. Which is, why did they pick dafka that there's me'ilah or not me'ilah by the hair? I'll tell you, everybody holds an Eved as a din of karka. And really, what when Eved, you make an Hikdesh, the Eved is kadosh, and therefore, seemingly, there should be me'ilah in the parts. I'm sorry, there should not be me'ilah in the parts of his body because it's considered like karka. So what's the machlokot over here? The alka b'saro ha'omed gazez kamepalge. Mor sabar ki gazuz dameh, or mor sabar lav ki gazuz dameh. The machlokot is how you look at hair. Hair that's destined to be cut. One rabbi says, hair that's destined to be cut, you look at it as if it's cut. Therefore it's considered metatli. Therefore it's considered me'ilah. The other shita says, Tanakhama says, no. Hair that's standing to be cut, as long as it's not cut, it's considered attached. Therefore the evidence is still like karka, and therefore there is no me'ilah. So the machlokot is, hair that's going to be cut, do you consider it metaltalin or not? Let us say that what? The following tana'im are going according to the following tana'im that we have in the Mishnah and Shavuot. Itnan, Rabbi Meir Omer, yesh devarim shem kekarka ve'enam kekarka, which means there are certain laws, certain items that we treat them like karka, ve'enam kekarka, even though they're not going to be treated like karka when it comes to other laws. What's the case? Ve'enachamim odim lo. Ketzad, Eser gefanim te'onot masar tilak. A guy comes and tells his friend, I gave you 10 grapevines, and the grapevines were filled with grapes. Ve'ala omer ena ela hamesh. And the guy comes along and says, modem b'miksat. He comes along and says, no, you didn't give me 10, you only gave me 5 to watch. Now, normally speaking, in a regular case of modem b'miksat, where a guy says, I gave you 10, and he comes along, counted and said, you only gave me 5, he has to make a shivua that he only got 5. It's a shivua modem b'miksat. However, the halakha says, by karka, you don't make a shivua modem b'miksat. Oh, so now we go to this case over here. Guy comes along and says, I gave you 10 grapevines that were laden with grapes. Guy comes and says, hey, you didn't give me 10, you only gave me 5. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir mechayev. Rabbi Meir says he has to make a shivua. What are we talking about? Grapevines. The grapes are attached to the vine. The grapes are considered karka. Therefore, you don't have to make a shivua. You know what the Machlokot is talking about? We're talking about grapes that eventually going to get cut. Rabbi Meir holds the grapes that are going to be cut, we look at them as if they're cut now. Therefore, as a deen of metatlin, therefore they make a shivua bodim b'miksat. The Rabbanan savi lav kipsurot tamyan. Rabbanan says, as long as they're attached, they have a deen of karka, and therefore there's no deen of shivua bodim b'miksat by karka. But what do you see over here? We have a machloket, and we want to point the same machloket by the hair. That what? You have hair on an eved that eventually you're going to cut off. Do you consider it attached, as long as it's attached, considered like karka? Or do you say, no, since it's going to be detached, it's considered like metatlin? We want to say, we want to tole the machloket by the grapes is the same machloket by the hair of the eved. Gemara says no. Afilu tema Rabbi Meir. Ad kan lo kama Rabbi Meir hatam ela ba'anavim de kama de kaimin mechash ke'ishe. Aval acha kama de ka'e as buchay mashbach. The Gemara says the Sevaraya. Gemara says adaba. The only reason why Rabbi Meir held that when you have grapes that are destined to be cut off the tree, they're considered cut off. Because why? It's to the advantage for them to be cut off. Because so long as they stay on the tree, they become spoiled, they become weak. So therefore, there the Rabbi Meir is going to say, since it's all meant to be cut off and it's advantageous for them to be cut off, it's considered cut off. Therefore, it's dinim atatli. Mashiach and hair, adraba. As long as the hair is on the guy's head, it's beneficial. So therefore, even though it's all meant to be cut off, so long as it's considered attached, and therefore you cannot be tolei the machloket that we said by the grapes to the machloket by the head of a eved. Kisalik, Rabbi Chaya bar Yosef, amar lashmata de Rav, kamed Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Chaya bar Yosef went from Babel to Eretz Israel, he came in front of Rabbi Yochanan and he told him the law of Rabbi. I'm sorry, the law of Rav. What was the law of Rav? Hamagdish avdo yotzei lechayrut. So he went to Rabbi Yochanan and told him, Rabbi, you know, Rav back in Babel holds magdish avdo yotzei lechayrut. So the Gemara says, Vihu lo amar acher, which means, I'm sorry. Kisalik Reb Chaya bar Yosef amar lashmata de Rav kamed Reb Yochanan amar le amar Rav acher. So Reb Yochanan says, did Rav really say such a thing? So the Gemara means, Vihu lo amar acher, ואמר עולם רבי יוחנן מפקיר עבדו יצא לחלוט וצריך גט שחרור. So I don't understand. Why was Rabbi Yochanan so shocked that the Rav said that? Rabbi Yochanan himself felt like that. Rabbi Yochanan also had the Mefkir Avdo, he goes free. So why were they told me, no, Rav holds Magdish Avdo, goes to Harut. He says, really, did he say that? What do you mean, did he say that? You yourself agree with that statement. Why are you so shocked? Gebras Hachi Kamande. Amar Rav Kivati? That he was shocked about. He says, what, Rav holds like me? He was shocked that Rav agreed with him on something. Some say it a little differently. They didn't finish the statement because Rav made two statements. Magdish avdo yotze de harut, but he has to give him a get shechrut. So they only told Rabbi Yochanan the first part of the statement. They told Rabbi Yochanan, you know, Rav says Magdish avdo yotze de harut. So he comes to Gemara and says, Amar le velo amar Rav sarik get shechrut. He says, hey, did he say that he needs to get shechrut? So the Gemara says, "V'Rabbi Yochanan the Tamed Amar Olam, Rabbi Yochanan the Mefkir Avdo Yatzad Aruv Etzarich Get Shechru." So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan was saying, "You have to say the end of the statement. That not only does he go free, the freedom is only for the Mamonot, but you got to matir the Isur. How do you matir the Isur? By giving a Get Shechru."
Gemara continues, Gufa Amar Olam Rabbi Yochanan, a Mefkir Avdo. Yatsa lechirut v'tzarik get shechrur. So Ulas says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, a mefkir avdo, a person makes his eved hefker. So it says he goes out free v'tzarik get shechrur. Now the mechanics, the way we understand this usually is that when a person makes his eved hefker, eved kana'ani, so he relinquishes the monetary connection that he has with his eved. That's the mamon, the servitude. However, in an eved kana'ani, there's also isur, because he cannot marry a Yisraelite, a Bat Yisrael, because he is an eved. So therefore, how do you get rid of the isur? You take care of that by giving a get shechrur. So that is matir the other part of him in order that he could marry a Bat Yisrael. Eti Be'er Gemara has a question. Rabbi Abba Le'ula. There is a question from a Braita to Ula. Ger Shemit. Talking about a convert that died. He did not have any inheritors, no Yorshim. Ubizbezu Yisrael Nechasav. So what happened? Jewish people came, they pillaged his assets. The rule is, whoever's the first one to get there owns the assets, because the ger, like I said, has no Yorshim. So the Jewish guy came and whatever they could take, they own. Vayu ben avadim, ben gedolim uben ketanim. But amongst the portfolio of the assets, there was avadim, gedolim, and ketanim, whether they were of age or minors. So it says, kanu atzman bene horim. They themselves acquire themselves. They're the first ones to get to themselves. And therefore, they go free from the fact that they acquired themselves. And the Hadush of Tanna Kamma is not only the Gadol can acquire himself, but even the Katan also has the ability to acquire himself. Abba Shaul Omer, Gedolim Kanu Atzman B'Nehorim. And therefore, the Gedolim, they can acquire themselves, therefore they go free. Ketanim, Kol HaMa'azik Bahem, Zakha Bahem. Because a Katan, according to Abba Shaul, does not have a Kinyan, can be zochen himself, and therefore he remains in his status as a Eved Kenani, and therefore the first one that acquires him gets him. But what do you see from over here? Which means over here, when you're telling me according to the writer that we just quoted, right? We said over here, Avadim, Ben Gedolim, Ben Ketanim, Kanu Atzman Ben Echorim. Who wrote them against Shahrur? According to Rabbi Yochanan, we just learned the name of Ula, that when a person's mafkir in Eved, you need to write a get Shahrur. You need two parts. Over here, according to Tanakh, about the Gedolim and the Ketanim, or according to at least Abba Shaul, the Gedolim, they go free just like that, just from the fact that the Ger died. The Ger dying is like Hefker. And if you don't need a get shechrur, so that's a question against Rabbi Yochanan. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar. So when Ula heard this question, he said, Dame haimid rabbanan kidelo gamre inche shemata. This Tamid Hakam, it seems over here, he never learned the sugya in his life. Which means the fact that he's asking such a question, he doesn't know the Inyan. Why? There's obviously a difference between the cases. We can make a hiluk. What's the hiluk? Amar of Nahman. Kasabar ula avdo de ger ki ishto. The avid of a ger is like a regular person's wife. In what sense? Ma ishto mishtaleha beloget. Just like a person when he dies, his wife goes free, does not need a get. Af avadat mishtalehim beloget. So too, a person's avid, when he dies, in a case where there's no yorshim, for example, in the case of a get, will go out without a get. We learned that from a gezerah shava, la. It says the word la by Evet Kanani. It says the word la by Isha. So just like when the husband is alive, the only way he can get her out of it is with a get. So too, when an Adon is alive, he's got to give a get shahnut to their Evet. But in death, just like by the lady, it's an automatic. So too, in death of the Adon, it is indeed an automatic. And therefore, no question against the Yohanan. Rabbi Hanan was talking about when the guy was still alive. And Mafkir Avdo, he's still alive. So you got to give a get shahnur. But can you bring me a question in the case of a get that died? Get dies like Isha. And therefore goes out free. So the Gemara says, hold it. If you're indeed comparing it to a lady, give me a regular case. Forget about a get. A regular Yisrael that dies, his Evet should go free. So comes the Gemara, just like you tell me a ger, it goes free, so too when a regular Yisrael dies, his Evet should go free. Gemara says, Amar kera, v'tnachaltem otam nibnechem ha'arechem naresh ta'oza. So what are you talking about? The Torah clearly says that Avadim have a din of real estate, and just like a father inherits his children real estate, he can inherit his children Avadim. So when there's Yorshim, they go to the Yorshim. The Gemara says, if that's the case, Hamafkir Avdo Umet Nameh. What about a case where, let's say, his Mafkir is Avid? So then, before he died. Right? And then he died. So therefore, the Yorshim are not involved over here. Because he was Mafkirid before he died. And therefore, the Chaura, according to what we're saying, it should be similar to the case of a Ger, that once he dies, there should be an automatic freedom. Alama, but why did we learn Amar Amemor Hamafkir Avdo Vamit Otoa Evid Enno Takana? But Amemor taught, like we're going to learn later on, that when a fellow's Mafkir is Evid and he dies, that slave is in limbo. Why? He cannot marry a Yisraelite because why? Let's go the other way. He cannot marry a Shifcha because he was Mafkir the Mamon Shemo. But he cannot marry a Israeli because they're still Isur. And that the children have no rights to take off. Because you cannot be Morisha children Isur. You can be Morisha children Mamon. So therefore, according to what we're learning over here, the Chaura, once he dies, he should go free automatically, just like the case of the Ger. The Gemara answers, the Amemor Kasha. You're right. Really, indeed, according to Amemor, with his statement, this is going to be a Kasha. The statement of the question of Amemor is really indeed a Kasha. But let's just review what takes place until this point over here. Comes out according to Yohanan. Mafkir Avdo, Sarich Lichtov Lo, Get Shehrur. That's Mechayim. However, Ger Shemet, it's like Isha. Ma Isha without a Get, so too Eved without a Get. Unless there's Yorshim, that's like a regular case of Yisrael as Yorshim, then it goes to the Yorshim. Okay, comes the Gemara and continues and says like this, Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Yoshua Ben Levi, Halakha Ke Abba Shaul. The halakha follows Abba Shaul, that what? Ger Shemet, the Gedolim are koneh themselves, because the Gedolim have inyan of kinyan. However, the Ketanim, kol ha-mahazik b'hem zakha b'hem. Ketanim, since they don't have a kinyan, so therefore whoever gets to them first is indeed koneh them. That's the shita of Abba Shaul. He makes a hiluk between Gedolim and Ketanim. Amar le Rabbi Zeral Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi b'firush shami alach, which means that which you said alachah is like Abba Shaul. Did you hear it explicitly from Rabbi Yoshua that he said it? Om nichlala shami alach. Or did you make a diyuk, or did you hear it from a diyuk? Did you hear it from an implication? So comes the Gemara and says, my klala. Well, where would the dikduk be? Which is, did you hear it explicitly? Did Rabbi Yehoshua clearly tell you, or did you hear it like, did you make an implication? So the Gemara says, well, what implication would he have made? Gemara says from the following statement. The Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Nevi, my klala, the Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Nevi, Amru lefne Rabbi. They said in front of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Amar, the master said, Nityaashti meploni avdi. That's Lashon Efkir. Basically, a guy said, I'm mafkir my Eved. Mahu, what's the status of the Eved? Amar Laim, so Rabbi said, Omer ani, en lo takana, ela bishtar. Hey, listen, the only way if this Eved wants to get married, the only way to be able to get married to a Bat Yisrael is with a Shihrur. Because why? Once the guy was Mafkir, he was only Mafkir Pashal. Mafkir is only the Mamon, so he's in limbo. So you want to free the guy totally, the Gabed the Isur, you got to give him a get Shihrur. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my Ta'amad Rabbi. Now in that statement, Rabbi Yochanan said, what's the logic of Rabbi? Gamar, la, la, bi isha. Oh, gezira shava, la, la. What's the gezira shava? Ma isha bishtar. Just like a lady. How did she get divorced? With a get, which is a shtar. Now she get married. And when the husband's alive. Af eved nameh. So to over an eved, when the master's alive. And he wants to free the slave to get married, bishtar. It's got to be dafka with a shtar. So we're making a comparison between the way an eved, the way a lady goes free, to the way an eved goes free. To that, the Gemara says now, the kadayik mine, here's the diyuk now. Ki isha, he's saying it's like a lady. Ma isha isura velo mamona, af eved nameh, isura velo mamona. Which means, when a person gives a get to his wife, what is the get being matir? Well, a lady is not the property of the husband. So all it is you have is isur over here, that she cannot get married to somebody else. So the mechanics of a get isha will be the similar mechanics to a shihrur. Just like a get isha has the ability to matir isur and not mamon, so to a get shahrur abadim has the capacity to matir isur and not mamon. Oh, if that's the case, we understand from this statement over here, the way we're understanding it, that must be the halakha follows Abba Shaul. Why? Because if I'm telling you that a get shahrur only can matir isur, that means it'll only work by a gadol. Let's go back to the case of the ger. Ger died. Okay? He had an Eved Gadol in his assets. At that point, the Eved Gadol is Kone himself. So therefore, there's no Mamon. What's left? Isur. So that's why over there, you can give him a... all you have left, I'm sorry, is what? Is a Isur over there. Mashe'en ken, in the case of a Katan. In the case of a Katan, what do you have? You have Mamon and Isur. Because the Katan cannot be Kone himself. And that's why Abba Shaul says, in that case over there, the Katan is not going to go free. Because the get shihrur will not work. A get shihrur cannot be, is only matir the isur. But it's not matir the mamun. From the fact that you see from this statement, that what? We're comparing get shihrur abadim to get isha. And what's my comparison? Ma get isha isur velo mamun. So to shihrur abadim is matir the isur and not the mamon, and that would make enough kamina between an eved gadol and an eved katan. Let's review. When the ger died, the eved gadol, is there any mamonot on him now? No, he's kone himself. What's left on him? Isur. Okay, very good. Isur. That already you can solve with a get shihrur. Mashenka the katan. Since he cannot kone himself, what does he have on him? He has mamon as well. The get shalur cannot be matir mamon. That's why he's not going to go free. That's why we'll say the katan will actually have to, he can marry a shifcha. So that's where we would have learned the diyuk from. Let's read Rashi inside. Mekadayik mine. It's a fifth, sixth line in Nashi. Kevan de Rabbe Meisha Yalif. Since we're learning from Isha, Lo Ayri Rabbi Erabbe Mafkir Eved Gadol. The case must be talking about in the B, where he was Mafkir in Eved Gadol. Let's review outside. When you Mafkir Eved Gadol, what goes off? The Mamun. What do you have left? Isur. You have a get Sha'rul for that. Just like a get Isha. But if you Mafkir a Katan, Mafkir Katan, since he cannot be Kone himself, nothing goes off. So therefore, Yeshu Takana. What's the Takana? Let him marry a Yeshifa. But by a Gadol, in lo Takana, that she give a get Shehrur, because the Mamon went off, he's in limbo, you gotta finish with a get Shehrur. So therefore, must be there's a difference between a Gadol and a Katan, like Abba Shaul. That's the point. So comes the Gemara and says, so what's the problem? That's a nice diuk, by the way. What's the problem if you would learn it from this diuk that we just made? Amar le adraba. Because if you're learning from the diuk, I can go the other way. Duk mine le idakisa. Ma isha ben gedola ben katana. Af eved nameh ben gadol ben katan. I could say, just like a get isha. A get works, whether the lady's a gedola or katana. So too I'll say, shehrud works, whether the eved is a Gadol, or is he, or whether he is a Katan? Therefore, there is no chiluk between Gadol and Katan. And therefore, if you're just learning it from that statement, I could really refute it. Amale beferusha miali. So he told him, you know what? I heard it explicitly that the halakha follows the shita of Abba Shaul, and this is review. Therefore, in the case where the ger died and there was a Katan, the Katan does not acquire himself. Therefore, he remains an Eved, right? Mashenken a Gadol, when the guy dies, he goes free. So that was the deen. And as a deen of Isha, just like Isha, when she dies, when he dies, the lady goes free, so do the same thing in the case of the Ger. V'Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yohanan in halakha kaba Shaul. Oh, he holds halakha does not follow Abba Shaul. Which means what? When the Ger died, whether he left Gedolim, whether he left Ketanim, they both go free. He does not make a haluk between a Gadol and a Katan. Amal Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Chaya bar Abba, Beferush Shami Alach, or Mechlala Shami Alach. Did you hear it Beferush, or was it from a implication? So Gemara says, my klala, what would be the implication? Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Amru Lifnei Rabbi. Same case. They told the kids from the Rabbi, Nityashti Meploni Avdi, guy made Yeush or Hefker on his Eved. Mau, Amar Lehem, Omer Ani, En Lo Takana, he's stuck, Ela Bishtar. The only way you're able to get out of it is what? By completing the freedom, by giving him a shtar, because he's in limbo. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, what's the reason? Just like a lady gets freed with a shtar again. Now we make a diyuk. What's a diyuk? Just like an isha, a get works whether she's a gedola ketana. Ben gadol ben katan, and therefore you see there's no chiluk between gadol and katan. The Gemara says v'im mechlala mai. So what's the problem? It's taken about Shaul. It's a good implication. Adraba. So go the other way. Duk mineh lakisa ma isha isura velo mamona. Af eved name isura velo mamona. I go the other way. I say what? Just like eved is only, just like isha is only isura not mamon. So too. Shehrur is Mamon, and not, I'm sorry, is Yisur not Mamon? Amar le beferush Shami Ali. Again, I heard it explicitly. Amar Mor. Amar Lahim. Okay, now we go back to a statement that we made above. He says like this. Now we're going to see now. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Mor, we learned earlier. In the name of Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Amar Lahim. Omer Ani. Ein lo takana ela bishtar. What did the B say? Guys, mafkir is eved. The only takana you have for this guy is what? You're going to get shehrur. Logic? Mamon you took off. So he's in limbo. Shifcha can't marry. Isha Yisraelit cannot marry. You got to finish it with a get shehrur. So the shtar finishes off the freedom. Right? Vatanya, we have a problem, but we learned above in a braita רבי אומר, אומר אני, אף הוא נותן דמי עצמו ויוצא מפני שהוא כמוכרו לו. What was that case over there? We learned the case above, עבד שקדישו רבו. That was a case where an עבד, the master was מקדיש the עבד. So what do we say over there? The servant can actually, if he has money, can buy himself from the gizbar. He gives money to the gizbar of the Beit HaMikdash. And what? With that paying the money, he actually goes free. Which means it's as if the gizbar, we said like this, and the statement over there was like this. Right, that's a pijun. Right, he's able to buy himself back. That was, Rabbi made a statement like that. That he's able to buy himself back technically from the gizbar. So what do you see over here? You could be podei yourself. Now, once you podei himself with the money, it sounds like from Rabbi, he's free to go marry even a Bat Yisrael. You don't need a shtar. Over here he's coming along to say, in lo takana, and make up your mind. So achi ka'amar. O bekesef, o bishtar, either one. We have a pasuk in the Torah by a shepaken anit. The Torah clearly tells us there's two ways for a shepaken anit to go out free. The language of the Torah is vehovda or vehovde lo nevdata or chufsa lo nitamna. Hovda means pijon, that's one way, or chufsa is a get, a shtar. So you see in the Torah what one of two ways a shepa, or for that matter an eved, can go free. So comes again what it says vehai. This case will be where an Eved, where let's say the guy was mafkirim, baka le kaspe. Which in this case over here, the kinyan kesef is off. When the guy's mafkir is Eved, is there kinyan kesef over there? No.
He's mafkirim,
so there's no kesef. So the only way to do it is going to be with a
shtar.
Mashiach in the other case over there, where he was magdish to Eved, so the Eved is able to buy himself back. So therefore, according to the B, according to the B, Yeshua ben Nevi. We're learning two things over here. There's two ways that an Eved Kanani can free himself in totality. Either with a shtar or with kesef. Only problem is if the kinyan is off, for example, a guy's mafkir, so there's no mamun anymore. Ella, the only way to do it with a shtar. Comes again and says, Ulapukem Haitana. Which is that which you're saying over here, that he can call himself with kesef and or a shtar, that goes against the following Tana. Netanya Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Yachol Ye Kesef Gomerba, Kederich Shtar Gomerba. And what are we talking about? We're talking about an interesting case. We're talking about a case where a Yisrael, let's start back, a Shifha made Kiddushin with a Yisrael. Now really there's no Kiddushin Tofsin. Okay? That's true, but Kiddushin is not tofes in such a case. She's not considered married. Nafka mina, if another guy goes with that shifcha, it's not going to be considered eshet ish. Okay? Now, in the Torah's language over there, when it discusses it, we want to know when the shifcha made the Kiddushin. Was she free? Was she not free? So the Braita says, רבי שמעון אומר משום רבי עקיבא, יכול יהיה כסף גומר בה כדרך ששטר גומר בה? Well, we know if she got a star, she's free. And therefore, if she would make kiddushin with somebody else, it's hal. Therefore, if another Yisrael went with us, eshet ish, you'd kill him. So we want to know, if she got free with money, does it make her totally free? Nafka mina, you'll kill the guy if he's committing eshet ish? So the Rabbi Shimon comes along and says, Tamud Omar, ve'evdeh lo nevdata. It says in the pasuk over there two things, that she was not freed with money, or she was not freed with a shtar or chupsa lo nitana. Now, ura kol haparasha kula velo chupasa, which means at the end of that parasha that's talking about this case over here, it says vechupsa lo nitana, that she was not given a shtar. Mashma lomar lecha shtar gomer ba ven hakesef gomer ba. The fact that in that parasha, when it concluded, it says she didn't get a shtar, she didn't get a document, therefore the kiddushin is not a kiddushin, therefore eshet ish is really not eshet ish. So from the fact that the Torah clearly makes a chiluk between the freedom of a shtar, she got a shtar, She's free. Mashin kesef, not going to work. Nafkaminaf, let's say she poured herself. She's still considered enough subhanahu wa ta'ala. She's not going to be tofes, and therefore the guy that goes with her is not going to be hayav mita, maybe hayav korban asham, but he's not going to be hayav mita. So what is he going to be Shimon? There's a chiluk between the way a star works and kesef works. So because we have a machloket tanaim, according to the first shita, Rabbi, he's going to say what? Ben kesef, ben star. According to Rabbi Shimon, dafka star. Who's that like? Amar Rabbi Marhama, ben kesef gomer, Amar Rabbi Hama, Amar Rabbi Nachman halaka, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yosef bar Hama Amar Rabbi Yohanan, en alga Rabbi Shimon. Still on that. Ashkeqay Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzhak bar Rabbi Bar She'ilte. Dava ka'e afetcha adibet tefillah. So it says, Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak found Rabbi Bar She'ilte. He was standing by the gate of the synagogue. Amar le. So he tells him, halaka o en halaka? Do we go like Rabbi Shimon or not? Amar le. Ani omer en halaka. I say no. ורבנן דעתו ממחוזה אמר רבי זה בשביל רב נחמן הלכה סתירה. Some say yes, some say no. וכי אתה, he said, when I got to סודה, לסודה אשכחתי לרבי חייב ברבין, I found רבי חייב ברבין אמר לי, I told him like this, אם אני איזי, tell me now גופת דעובדה איך יבא, which means obviously there was a controversy. Yeah, Rabbi Shimon, no Rabbi Shimon. Tell me the story that happened so I can know exactly where the controversy came out. So comes again, I'll tell you the story. Amali Dei Amta. There was a certain Shifha. Davam Marash Kibmira. The master was on his deathbed. Atiya Bechya Kamir. She came and started crying in front of the master. Amrale. She says to him, Ad ema tishtabed v'tizilahi etita, how long am I going to remain a slave? So what did he do? Shakal kumte, he took his hat, right? Shadabe, he threw it towards the shifha. Amala zil keniya ukni nafshich. Go make what's called kinyan halipin. What's pshat halipin? Halipin is, you lift up the hat, and with the lifting up of the hat, you kone yourself. There'll be a transfer that you will go from my possession to your possession, which means ifrida. Atul kamed Rav Nachman. He went to Rav Nachman to ask what's the halakha. Amar lehu lo asa velo kelum. Did nothing. Now we understood at this point, you know why we did nothing? Because halipin is like kesef. It's the same type of item. And therefore, we held that what? We thought that the halakha is like Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, the only way to free in totality is through a shtar. And therefore, this guy did it through dafka kesef. Therefore, she's really not free. Also, it was from this story and from the ruling of Rav Nachman that said no good that we thought halakha is not like Rabbi Shimon. I'm sorry, halakha is like Rabbi Shimon. Man da chaza, the one that was in that store, saw the story, savad mishum da halakha Rabbi Shimon. That's why I told him no good, because he only gave kesef. Halipin is like kesef, therefore it doesn't go free. Velahi, but that wasn't the reason. Ela mishum davile kelav shel makneh. There's a machloket in the Gemara when you make kinyan halipin. Whose item that you're using as the halipin does it have to belong to? Some say it has to be the makneh, some say the koneh. In this case over here, the shifcha is the koneh. She's acquiring herself. Right? So over here, what happened? Some shittot say that it's got to be her item. Now, she doesn't have any items. On the contrary, this item over here belonged to the makneh. He threw the hat and said, just pick up the hat and be koneh yourself. The reason why I said it's no good is because you did the halipin wrong. Which means, really, I can tell you, and I like I can be Shimon. That really, the halipin would have worked if you would have done it the right way. Ella what, you didn't do it the right way. So it was from this episode where the confusion came out, is halakha can be Shimon, which is, was the reason why it was invalid, because halakha can be Shimon, the kesef does not free. Or really, I'll tell you, the reason why it was invalid, because halipin was done the wrong way. Comes the Gemara and concludes on this and says, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Achitai. Amar Rav Menuna Saba. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Ashiyan. Amar Rav Huna bar Rav Menuna Alacha. Kerabbi Shimon. Velahi. Ein Alacha. Kerabbi Shimon. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen v'amen.